it's the first major sugya in the Masechta is the question of who, as in who is kasher to shechvah chatila, who is kasher shechvah to d'yevet. The second sugya, which we're in the midst of now, also in a certain sense is about who. They're focusing on the unique qualities of particular people. But here it's not halachic qualities, it's halachic in the sense of what our obligations are. There's a unique type of sugya that talks about what's going to happen min hashamayim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be tekal al yadam, the assumption of the Amoraim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the tzaddik to fall into takala. If even, as the Gemara Daf Zayin Ralph explains, if even a Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey, they saw that min hashamayim, a Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey would not eat the non-kosher animal feed. There's nothing physically, chemically different about it. It was just not ma'usar. It was still tevel. There wasn't a natural thing. It's not that he noticed his taste, it smelled different than we usually ate. This was the difference was only halachic. That is the same grain, just it was tevel instead of being chulin mesukanim. And yet the animal didn't eat. These min hashamayim, they saw to it that the animal would not eat. So all the more so here. Last time we had a chance to take a look at that Baal Tosfos and Daf Zayin, the implications of how you read certain agasim, like a machlokes, how to read agaritas. So the Gemara is this extended sugya for two blocks of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadikim Atzman Lo Kol Shkein. Certainly the Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now allowed them to fall into Takal. And Daf Hei was on Shechitas Kusi, and here in Daf Vav and Rav is about Demai. So specifically, which case? Which case of Demai? Oh, the eggs and the wine, right? The eggs that were boiled or that were cooked and stewed in wine-infused eggs. So the wine has a tie. Clearly, it's absorbed some tom of eggs. Have absorbed some of the tom of the wine. You're not drinking the wine, but you're eating the eggs that have absorbed the flavor of the wine. If the wine is treif, then usually by the normal rules of Hilchos Kashrus, which will be seen increasingly over the course of the year, we should have said, Tom, ke'iker, this has the flavor of wine, so you're not allowed to drink the wine, you're not allowed to eat the eggs, they have wine flavor also, k'shem that, yeah, you put treif and meat into the chalent, so you can't eat the potatoes either. Why not? I'm not eating a piece of basar behemoth tamea, I'm not eating pork, I'm eating potatoes. Yeah, but it's a potato that has the flavor of pork. Tom, ke'iker. It's the same thing here. Tom, ke'iker. This is the flavor of non-kosher wine, then the eggs are also non-kosher. So the Gemara starts handling. Rav Asi ate those eggs. Rav Zera didn't. You remember that Rav Zera says to Rav Asi, Yamdeinu Rabbeinu. The innkeeper is at Am Haaretz, which means that his wine is Demai. You just ate the eggs that have absorbed the flavor of Demai wine. Gevalt. So Rav Asi said, Lavadatoy. Taka. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't on my game. I wasn't focused. Rav Zera says it can't be. The taka is aser, and he just wasn't focused. I mean, it's true that he wasn't focused. It seems like had he thought about it, he wouldn't have eaten it, which indeed Rav Zera did. Rav Zera says it must be, if they measure and they allowed it to happen, must be the taka kasha. We could have stopped there, but we didn't. Rav Zera goes on to say, you know why it's kasha? Because Rav Zera went out and learned and dug up a tosefta. He looked in the Mishnah, he didn't find anything Mishnah. But then he looked in the Tosefta in Demai, and he discovered, I think it was Alf Yudches, Perak Alf Halach Yudches, and in Tosefta is called Halachos, Halach Yudches, that the Tosefta that the Gemara quotes here, Davav Amin Alf, that although if I buy Demai food to serve as an ingredient in some dish, it's Demai, as long as it's not yet, as long as it's still in the refrigerator in the glass, I haven't yet mixed it in, it's a problem of Demai. But once I actually mix it in, Tosefta says, it's kosher. In other words, when they impose the Issa drug, there's no din of Tom Ke'iker by the Issa of Demai. How could that be? What do you mean? It's real Tom Ke'iker. So the answer is, well, when Chazal created this new Issa drug bond called Demai, Haim Amru Vahim Amru, they're the ones who created the Issa Drabbanan. So they have the right to define when it applies and when it doesn't apply. That's actually a very, very important rule. You'll see that all the time. You won't often see this Nusach.
you'll often notice that it's being assumed. Heim amru veheim amru. They said and they said. Meaning if the Rabbanan are the ones who invented the Din Rabbanan, so they have the right to set up the rules however they see fit. So they built min ha-Torah demai mutter, Chazal created the Rabbanan, and they said, Asim demai, only be'en, only in its pure form, but once it's Petarobis, is dach mutter. And we ended last time with the Ha'or of Yosef Engel, the Baruch Shem La'ilam came to on your own. Yosef Engel writes this way as well in the Asim Daraisa, as well as being a Chiddush of Shiyatza and Beis HaMedrash of Glock 518. It's also already in the 1920s in the Asim Daraisa of Yosef Engel. That what? That you see from here something fascinating about the nature of the Isra of the mind. Because the Gemara should have given a much easier answer. He didn't need to dig through all the Tosefta and Demai, even the first parak, to come up with an answer. The simple answer is, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe Tekal al Yadav. Oh! So, even though he ate the Demai by accident, it must be that this is Takakasha Demai. It must be that this wine is from the Rova Amihara to our Maaser. It's a Rova anyhow. Chances are it is Ma'usa. Chazal said, Mirabani, you should be concerned for the Miut. For the 10-20-30% of Amihara who are not Maaser. Okay. Chances are it is Ma'usa. So apparently this is Ma'usa. Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Rav Asi to eat it. It didn't accidentally fall on the floor or something. So it must be it's Kasher. Could have given such a simple answer. Without having to come on to New Chiddush, before having to dig through the Tosafta, why don't you just give a logical answer? Obviously, this is Kasher. So it says Rav Yosef Engel, a what? It says the Eilim right here, a what? Apparently, that wouldn't work. Meaning, even if it was indeed, even if the historical fact is that this Am Ha'aretz was Ma'aser the wine before he mixed it into this egg stew. Even so, there's an Issur Rabbanan of Demai B'Toras Vadai. You can't say just because this Am Ha'aretz was Ma'aser doesn't make it kosher. In other words, Chazal didn't just say you should be concerned with the possibility of it being Tevel. What they said was we're creating a new Issur Rabbanan called Demai. And whether in fact the rationale, the motivation for the Issur Rabbanan is because there are, you know, Amiyat HaMotziv Am Ha'aretz who are not Ma'aser. That's the motivation. But Lemaisa, they create an Issur Rabbanan apparently B'Torah's Vadai. Whether this Am Ha'aretz is Ma'aser or not Ma'aser, you bought Am Ha'aretz, it's Vadai Demai. And that's why, Yosef Engel points out, and the Olam here points out, that's why Reb Zeira was stymied. It may or may not be Tevel, but it's definitely Min HaTorah, but it's definitely Issur Demai Midrabanan. You got it from Am Ha'aretz, it's Vadai Demai. What are we going to do with that? With that Issur Rabbanan? The answer to that is, and that Issur Rabbanan apparently also susceptible to Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takal Al Yadam. So what are you going to do with the fact that Asi ate it? Must be that this case is not even Issur Rabbanan because Lo Gazru Al Taru is Demai. That's what we're up to last. Okay, so fascinating, intriguing. Takal Sadikim, the nature of the Issur Demai, it's not just to be choshen for a suffix, they actually create a new Issur Rabbanan. Fascinating. Then we look at the Rishonim. So the Rishonim, as you saw, were very, very troubled. The Gemara here, for two blot, is assuming a blot and a half. Hey, Beis Havav Zayin Abed Aleph is handling with his Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takal Yad. The last Amud is really about the story of Pinchas Ben Yair. But certainly, Hey, Beis Zayin Abed Aleph, the Gemara is assuming multiple situations. Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takal Yad. This is Lo Sogi Amparent, this is a broad-based concept. And it comes up elsewhere in Shas. Also, you look at the Mishnah. Shas, it tells you, Tosfos quotes some of the other Gemaras. This comes up in several places in Shas. The problem is, it comes up several places in Shas, but not always. It should have come up in more than several places in Shas. As you saw, Tosfos is very bothered. What's that from Shas? Tosfos is very bothered. It's not always true. It's not always true. It's not always true. Tema. Let's take a look. I'm sorry for the typo. The Mara Makomos. It was the bottom toast of Hema Beis, not Dima Asal Behemtan, but Dima Asal Tzadikim. Tzadikim Atfim Okolshke in Tema. The Ashkenazi Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai.
from the Zugos, from the early Tanam, the days of the Bayesheni period. He appears in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. You saw that Gemara in Makkos, Harag Eid Zomim, the Parakam of the Makkos. It's a frightening story. The Gemara there says, the Yehuda ben Tabai presided over a Beis Din that put an Eid Zomim to death. This fellow, Reuven and Shimon, had been made, and Levi committed some capital crime, Chayiv Misa, and then two other Eidim came and said, Reuven couldn't have seen what he claims to have seen, because at the time he claims that he saw some crime be committed in Hebron last Tuesday. We know that he spent all of last Tuesday in Beersheba. Yehuda ben Tabai said, Reuven Eid Zomim, Chayiv Misa. He wanted to be Kashdama Laslachiv. He was attempting to put Levi to death. And now we're mazim him, he's Chayiv Misa. And they did indeed execute Reuven. The Beis Din being led by Yehuda ben Tabai. He mentions Shimon ben Shetach, his colleague, who says to him, you put him to death? Kenegad Din! What do you mean? There's no din of Eidim Zomim unless you're mazim both members of the pair. You're mazim Reuven and Shimon have come together to testify that Levi was Chayiv Misa. You were mazim Reuven. You weren't mazim Shimon. The din is, that's a Mishnah. We have it as a Mishnah, but they lived before these Mishnahs were written, most probably. But they had that din. Shimon says, don't you know the din? That you can't, you can only punish the Zomim if both members of the pair, of the Kat, were Huzmu. Yehuda ben Tabai, the Gemara says, the rest of his life, he was grappling with the guilt, trying to choose the rest of his life. He put someone to death inappropriately, practically murder. And it was incredible. The Gemara says, he'd cry and cry and cry. So much so, the Gemara says, he would go that they thought that they were ghosts in the Beis HaKaras or something. And they felt like people in the neighborhood thought, the neighbors, the people who lived near the Beis HaKaras, they thought, who knows, maybe the guy came back to life. He said, Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, it's me. It's me. I'm the one who's shrieking in the Beis HaKaras because he was so overwhelmed by the guilt over the chet. Tosa says, maybe takal al yadam. Really? Look at that Gemara. Look at that Gemara. He is overwhelmed by guilt over that chet. Why is that not a takala? There's another Gemara. The Gemara Masech Shabbos. The Mishnah says that Dindra Abanan, you're not allowed to read Lor Hader. Not allowed to read by candlelight on Shabbos. Why? Because it's likely that sooner or later it's going to need the candle tips, the wick rolls over. The light is it's flickering. The light is no longer as strong as it was. And normally during the week, this is not a mitzvah for us because we don't read by candlelight. If you read by candlelight, the normal thing you do is you adjust it. The light goes out, you turn it back on. It's just automatic. You can automatically just reach over to the candle and fix it. So Chazal said, you're going to read Lo Ora now on Shabbos, Rechman Tzlan. You may come, you're not going to be thinking, you may just automatically fix it without recognizing Shabbos. And the Tanya B'Shmal says, Ani Ek V'Lo'ate. That's for other people. I don't need the Xer of my Chaver, his colleagues that made the Xer. I'll be fine. And Kara V'Hita, says Tosis. Tosis is giving you the brief version of that Gemara. B'Shmal Shekara V'Hita. And don't tell me it wasn't the Chet. The Gemara had a whole discussion there about the Karban Chatas. At this time, Rishmo was planning to bring Lichshiyabana Beis HaMikdash. Shemar says in one thing, he had a diary. And he wrote in the diary, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, I'm chayv to bring Karban Chatas. For this act of Chil Shabbos Shogek, he wasn't paying attention. He's Machal Shabbos Shogek. He took it very seriously. He wrote down in the diary, in the Pinkas, Ritzicha, Chil Shabbos. These are pretty serious takalos. Tosis is front-loading the list. It's a heavy duty. What are you going to say? Tosis gives an answer. Then the Rabban says, Tosis gives this answer in several places. You may have looked Tosis in Shabbos. Tosis has it in a couple of places. As an aside, you should just be aware, for your learning in general, that's a common phenomenon. Often you'll have Balei Tosfos will raise the same or very similar questions in multiple places. Because often it's a steer between two sugyas. So the Tosfos may come up in both places, or in all three places. And often you want to look around and see what's added here and there. So for instance, here at the end of this Tosfos, in the brackets, see that? In the last line of the brackets, they tell you. Ayin stands for Ayin Ode. See also Tosfos and Shabbos and Tosfos and Pesachim and Tosfos and Yevamos and Tosfos and Gittin. The Ma'amar Kamos has saying to Tosfos and Shabbos, who has a smoother presentation. A little easier to read than our Tosfos. Tosfos says, look, Ritzicha, Shchil Shabbos. How is that not a Takala? And these are great Tzadikim. These are great Tzadikim. Definitely Tzadikim, definitely Takala. Something doesn't add up. The Tosfos gives an answer, which here they attribute to the Re. Elsewhere they attribute to Rabbeinu Tam. Not a Kasha. Maybe the Re was born of Rabbeinu Tam. Re was right time the uncle, nephew, and one of his greatest talmidim. Omer Re, the davka b'midi da achila ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu made takala ayad. Only by achila, only by eating. Why gnayhu l'tzadik she'ochol dvaris? It's embarrassing. It sounds like it's a gnay. It's gunus. It's embarrassing. It's actually a treif. That's embarrassing. Rabban says, I understand. What does it mean? Right. So the truth is, I brought along Ramban. I meant to put the Ramban in the packets. I did not. But I made copies here. Feel free to take and pass. Ramban, the Tosfos appears at the beginning of the Sugya, the day. Ramban appears at the end of Sugya, Dab Zayin Ralph. Take and pass. Ramban says, why? He opens with the same kasha. So Ramban says, Gnacht. He begins by saying, it begins with the same kasha. Yesh Sholem, some ask the kasha, which is Tosfos. You have a Bishmol, the Gedol Yisrael, the Kayud Machal Shabbos, Kor Vihita, at the very beginning, over here, page Amud Nun Gimel, and the Sechas Makis, you Ben Tabai, Yishim Meshechas tells him, you murdered someone, Lo Shafachta Damnaki. And Yehud ben Tabai does, as he points out, the Hodel Tzvarav. It's not that Yehud ben Tabai says, no, I think I'm right. Yehud ben Tabai accepts what Shimon Shaktav says. Taka, otherwise it was wrong. The Ramban has a third case. The Odam Rim B'Yevamos. Here at the top of column Nun Dalad, Amud Nun Dalad. Odam Rim B'Yevamos. So there's a Gemara Yevamos as well, Ramban has. Ten of the Vamos near the end, Sali Vamos 8. Rabbi Tani Rabbi Eliezer, Karu is safer as HaTorah B'Chamasan. The Sefer Torah, the first verse says they tore the Sefer Torah, they angry tore the Sefer Torah. No. They got all upset, they ended up ripping it. But the Gemara goes on to say that was a terrible issue. One, the Gemara says, what the Ha'isham Zaki Nechaz, one elder Talmud Chacham who said, for such a chet, Tamei Anim Lo Yia Beis HaKnes Avodah Zarah. I would be shocked if this shul, where they, in their anger, ended up being so careless of the Sefer Torah, they got ripped on the spot. This Zakei Nechad, who was present, said, I would be shocked if this shul doesn't ultimately turn into Beis Avodah Zarah. What a, something to be so embarrassed of. What low standards you have. That in anger, you can have such a radical lack of sensitivity to Sefer Torah. Hayezu takala gedola. That certainly qualifies. That certainly qualifies as a takala. Three kashas. Murder, chil Shabbos, severe bizarre hatar, to the extent they would leak to Avodah Zarah. Go on. See, Kotzer Rabbeinu Tam. He Kotzer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Dalei Omer. Interesting, he gives you Rosh HaTevis, basically, as though it's Rosh HaTevis. And Omer Yekosh Baruch Hu takala yadam. El be devar achila, she gnai hadava. So I can get in the Gemara talks about dafi eating. Here it's eating, and then the Rabban says, the ain v'tam hazel lo tam v'lo reich. A little pun from the Rabban. He says this reason, this tam, this pshat, ain v'lo tam v'lo reich. No taste, no smell. This is a tasteless pshat. And it's a triple pun, obviously, because he's talking about eating. He says, oh, come on, that's a Rabban is known elsewhere. I mean, Muhammad, he often will, that's vicious puns against the Balamar.
So Rabban says, come on, really? What type of teretz is that? He doesn't even explain why he doesn't like it. I mean, he's about to give a kasha against it. Not tasty, yeah. Well, what does he mean? No, Tom, this is a tasteless answer. Yeah, like, why? What does that mean? I mean, yeah, you gave a chila. Good, it has to do with eating. And therefore, and they all start with the letter Vav. Why is that relevant? I mean, is that a greater takala? Is a greater takala than murder and chil Shabbos? If you have a choice, right, between a pikuach nefesh situation, murder or treif. You're not allowed to murder for pikuach nefesh, you eat treif, pikuach nefesh. Chil Shabbos or treif. These are yuvei nisa. And you're telling me that demai is more of a takala than murder? Demai is more of a takala than chil Shabbos. The Rabban thinks this is very strange. And plus he says there's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara does apply in a Kaddish Baruch Hu made takala yadam. It doesn't have to do with eating. So the Gemara in Ksubis, halu eved lekuhu nalpid. They elevated an Eved to Kahuna. He was a fellow who was really not Eved Meshuchar perhaps. He was not, definitely not a born Kohen, and the Beis Din accidentally promoted him to be a Kohen. And the Gemara says, how can it be? In a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mi V'Takal Yadam. The Zarban says, it's a counterproof to Tosis. It's not eating. It wasn't the Aveir of Tarfus. It wasn't Machal Sasuris. And yet we apply in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mi V'Takal Yadam. Tosis, the Rabban says, I don't understand Tosis. The Rabban has two other very, very fascinating answers, which I want to see. We're not going to see the Rabban today. You haven't had a chance to work on the B'chavrus yet. What I want to do for now is continue to speak a little bit more about Tosis. Specific, let's see a little more of Tosis, but even more than going by between Tosis is, Ramban had a very strong kasha again, two strong kashas against Tosis. And one was Migemara, the other one was Misvara, a pattern that we've seen before, and we will see again and again, because that's a pattern that recurs throughout learning. Very often you have some kashas from sources, some kashas are logical, right? So the second kasha Rabban was from a source. How could you say it's only about midi da achila? How about the hela eved l'kahunas? The truth is, Tosis himself already asks that question. Ulesvarim digar, going back to Tosis. Ulesvarim digarsi beperek beis diksubis. Gabihela Evid Lakuna Alpid. That's already a loaded phrase. For those versions of the Gemara, for those editions of the Gemara that have that in the sugya of Hela Evid Lakuna, where they accidentally were elevated, miscategorized an Evid as a Kohen, for those editions of the Gemara that have the Girsa, that's right, telling you, well, there are two different Girsos out there. Yeah. Ula Svarm, for those Svarm, those editions of the Gemara, or those manuscripts. Digarsi, beperek beis diksubis gabihela eved lekuhuna alpid. That's all one prepositional phrase. In the Gemara in the second paragraph of Ksubis, in the sugya of hele eved lekuhuna alpid, those Gemaras which have the girsa, now here we go with the girsa, hashte behem tosha tzadikim v'chule, that's a very long run of sentence. And it's very long, multiple clauses stacked. He says, for those Gemaras that have that in that sugya and Ksubis have the girsa that for those editions of Gemara that mention this issue of Behem Shal Tzadikim, in other words, it sounds like some Gemaras don't even have that, so the whole kasha doesn't get started. But apparently, there are two different versions of what it should say in the Gemara and Ksubis. That's what, as soon as you see those Svarim Degarsi, you know that's what's coming. But the sentence structure is very complicated here. He says, but even for those Gemaras that have that Girsa, and you might wonder, Tos doesn't even speak at the Kasha, Ramban did. Hey,
that there's no achila there. It's some other. You told Abraham he's a kohen. Now he's being makrif karbanos. Now he's going to duchen. And now he's going to accept tina ben. All sorts of issues will flow from misidentifying someone as a kohen. But it's not that anything trait. So Tosa says, don't worry. If you have that gear set, it's not a kasha. Why? Mishum da'asili day achilas iser. That also one of the issues, not the only one, but one of the issues is an eating issue. Why? Shemachil bas Yisrael shenisus lo betruma. But who haven't? Bein lo bakidushin. The guy is really the Eben of a Kohen, but we think that he's a Kohen, so he's allowed to eat Truma either way, because an Eben of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. But let's say he, thinking that he's a free Jew who's a Kohen, goes ahead and gets married. So his wife thinks, more precisely, the girl thinks that she's married to him, because she thinks that he's a free Jew, and she thinks that she's permitted to eat Truma, because she thinks she's married to a Kohen. In fact, he's an Eved. There is no Kiddushin to an Eved. This girl isn't married to anyone. The Kiddushin were in Chal. He's allowed to eat Truma as an Eved Kohen, but she is not. She thinks she's an Ishus Kohen. She's not an Ishus anybody. She attempted to marry someone who's an Eved. No Tfisas Kiddushin. She's really a single woman. But she's going to eat Truma thinking she's an Ishus Kohen. That's Tosa's response to the Ramban's Kasha. You're telling me the Gemara Ksubis mentions Inakarsh Baruch Mevi Tekal Yadam, and yet it's not an eating issue. The Tosas very deftly gave two answers. Answer number one was implied. Many Gemaras don't even have that Girsa. Okay. And if you have that Girsa, there is an eating aspect to that. It's indirect, but there is an eating aspect to that. Okay. So Miyashev Tos Rabban's Kasha Mi Gemara. Next time we'll have to pick up going in three different directions. Ramban had a Kasha Mi Svara. What on earth the Tosas talk about? Why should that chiluk matter? What's the svar of that chiluk? So eating, no eating, well, eating is more chamer than simply eating more chamer than chilul Shabbos and ritzicha. Number two, we'd like to see Tosas himself is going to have more kashas on himself and develop this idea more. And then also, there's Ramban quotes two other answers to this question. So just within the sugya of Inakash Baruch Mev Tekal Yaldam, when does it apply, when does it not apply? There's a lot of richness which we have begun to scratch. We're gonna move further in the other approaches as well as expanding more in Tosas. And then, from Tosas' approach, today is going to bring us back to a larger issue that goes beyond the Sigma, that's going to have to do with that famous Nesivus. All of this is coming attractions.